Mercy and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The word of God to which we direct our attention this morning is our gospel reading from the first chapter of John. You may be seated. We love the light. We turn on lights everywhere, at times even when they're not needed, just so that we can say that we are in the light, that we have light. It makes us feel secure. I can't even imagine the times when light didn't come from the flip of a switch. I mean, of course, I've been out camping and needed to create a campfire at times in the middle of the night to keep light around the campsite, to keep warmth. But to not be able to go to the wall and flip the switch and have lights come on immediately, I can't really comprehend that. Of course, we love all kinds of light. And when you couldn't flip the switch, you would have to light a flame, light a candle, as we did last night. And what a wonderful thing it is. We love that too, the flickering of the candles while we sing Silent Night, or the roar of that campfire that we can sit around to keep warm and give us light in the middle of the night. Those are all wonderful things. We love the light. And when the seasons change and there's less natural light for us to have, a sense of doom and dread can very easily begin to overtake us because we love the light and we don't want it to be gone. But the odd thing is that in our human nature, we also love the darkness. What light does is it makes things visible. It reveals things to us that we would otherwise not be able to see in the darkness. And sometimes we don't want those things to be visible. Sometimes we don't want those things to be revealed. We don't want our lives to be laid bare for everyone else to see. It's why we associate sin and evil with the cover of darkness. And that was the state of the world until God sent his Son into the world to be the light that would overcome all of that darkness. On Christmas morning, as we celebrate the birth of our Savior, we welcome that light into the world. And we pray that God would continue to overcome the darkness that will so constantly creep into our lives. Since the fall in Eden, the world has been plunged into darkness. Sin casts a dark shadow on the whole world that we can't avoid being caught up in. We heard last night the words of Isaiah, who paints a great picture of what this looks like. He says, "The people walked in darkness. They dwelt in a land of deep darkness." Even today, the reality of darkness is painted across every news report that we hear. It's embodied in our interactions with people. There's a darkness in the world, in a world that has largely turned from God. All generations, of course, walk in the shadow of sin, which could easily lead to lives of darkness and hopelessness and despair. But it's not all darkness. This is Christmas morning after all, right? And we are talking about the light of the world that has come into our lives. Into this dark scene, God has entered. Isaiah prophesied, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on those has light shined." Isaiah even identifies the cause and the source of this light when he says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." 2,000 years ago, God sent a light to shine from the window of a stable in Bethlehem, and that light appeared in the birth of a baby. God, who is light and life, revealed in the flesh as an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes. And on that night, a brilliant light appeared within the darkness of a broken world in the form of a little baby. And it's amazing how this appearance has transformed the scene from one of desperation and sorrow to one of hope and joy. This is the light that John writes of when he says in our gospel for this morning, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." That light came and was laid in the manger. But that's not where he remained. He grew and he went about his Father's business, and as he did, the darkness would continually try to overcome that light. Herod would try to kill that baby boy. The power of darkness would seek his execution, and they'd ultimately carry it out. And on Good Friday, it appeared that the darkness had prevailed, but the light remained and overcame as the light of life triumphed over darkness and death forever on Easter morning. The darkness has been defeated and no longer has any power over the light. And yet today there are still so many who choose to reject that light, preferring to walk in darkness. This, as I said, is our human condition, our desire not to be exposed by the light. John says it perfectly when he writes, "The true light which gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him." There are some who would rather live in the shadow of their sinfulness than in the light of God's salvation. There are some who miss the joy of God's loving presence because they're distracted by all the appeals of this world. Many see the lights of this world, the glitter and the gifts, the decorations and the displays, and they think that that is the light. And so they miss the light that shines from the manger. Thanks be to God that he has revealed to us the true source of light and allows us to welcome him. We welcome the Christ child who comes to deliver us from sin. We embrace the promise of John's gospel, which says, "But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." We see the light in the face of the baby Jesus, and that light transforms our lives. Despite all of the attempts of the darkness to overcome that light, the light continues to grow and it continues to spread throughout our darkened world. That light who first appeared in the manger with the eternal glow of God's love continues to shape our lives. The light advances as God's people heed his call to share it with the world. We who receive the light bear it then to others. And that's the symbolism of last night's candlelight service. One flame from that Christ candle right there was lit and then handed to worshipers who held smaller candles in their hands. And the flame was then passed from one person to the other until the entire sanctuary was filled with light. And that light that was shared multiplies. Not just here in this space, but it multiplies out into the world and brings brilliance to all. Which shows the privilege that we who behold the light of Christ's birth have in bringing the light into our darkened world. In one of his Christmas Day sermons, Martin Luther reminded his congregation, and he today reminds us as well, how we should view Christmas. Therefore, he says, see to it that you do not find pleasure in the gospel only as a history, for that is only transient. Neither regard it only as an example, for it is of no value without faith. Faith. Faith that can only be given. Faith that can only be exposed. Faith that can only be nurtured by the light of Christ that was sent by God our Father. In the darkness of this cold world, we welcome the light which kindles that faith. Through his work in the world, we're constantly reminded that the birth of the baby in Bethlehem was not just a piece of history to be forgotten, but rather our great pleasure to receive and to share. In Christ's coming, his light gives us the joy and the cheer of his love for his people. Love the light, despise the darkness, and remember always that the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus.